Yemen is out of control. Winter's hitting Turkey. It's a cold reality for refugees. And lots of change won't slow down a children's ministry. We'll fill in the details today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. For not being a coup, the Shiite Houthi takeover in Yemen sure looks like one, David Curry of Open Doors USA says.
They said it wasn't a coup, but of course now they're in charge.
French, German, British, and American embassies are closing as a result. The instability following the January overthrow threatens to send Yemen into a Sunni-Shia firestorm.
You have all of the necessary ingredients. You have extremism, you have the power struggle, you have lack of a strong central government. You have a lot of money flowing in, both from Saudi Arabia, from Iran.
From one extreme to another, Christians won't see any relief from the change in government. Open Doors is supporting the underground church in Yemen.
We need to be praying for them. We need to be trying to reach out to the Muslim world around us in our communities. We need to love the Arab world for Jesus.
Need another call to action? Help groups like Open Doors. Find out how at missionnews.org. Next, reports from the Middle East suggest 20,000 foreign fighters are joining the Islamic State, Western nations included. This is another reason why U.S. President Barack Obama requested war powers from Congress yesterday. E3 Partners is just one organization working with both refugees and church leaders in the region. They're providing food, shelter, clothing, training, school, and, of course, the gospel. They're going to be asked to do more. War means funding is even more desperate. Can you help them? This is Mission Network News. A cold reality is hitting refugees along the Syrian-Turkish border. Temperatures are dropping and the needs are rising. Reach Global Crisis Response is looking for churches who want to make serving refugees in Turkey a focus. Ministering to refugees opens the door to sharing the gospel. Reach Global's asking you to pray the violence in Syria and Iraq would stop. They also need additional support from your church for refugees in crisis. Find out more by visiting missionnews.org. Meanwhile, February is off to a tumultuous start in India. Twice in 10 days, President Obama expressed concern about India's religious freedom, sparking nationwide outrage. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton.
He offended India greatly because they obviously would like to tell the world this is a place of tolerance and freedom and we don't have any persecution or any abuse of religious minorities.
Then on Tuesday, Prime Minister Modi and his Hindu nationalist party got a rude awakening. Voters overwhelmingly opted for an opponent party in the Delhi state elections. This is the first significant loss for Modi and the BJP since taking office last spring. Why does any of this matter?
There is certainly a need to pray for India, and particularly under the government of Prime Minister Modi. Christians there know that persecution is on the increase, and even when it is harder to stand up for Christ, we want to pray that they will have that strength.
And in the past year, Keys for Kids Ministries changed their name, moved to a new location, and added a radio network. It's all expanding their ministry to children. Will the retirement of Executive Director Terry Ritchie affect their momentum?
I really want to have someone come into this position that would really be on top of the technological part of it, and I think that requires maybe a younger person to do that and still somebody with managing skills and people skills and that love kids.
Ritchie says she has a heart for missions and might want to go to the field after retiring, but now the search for a replacement is on.
We just really hope this ministry just keeps rolling at the speed it's at right now. We just seem to be coming up with things that God lays on our hearts and minds every single day to do for kids.
Does this describe you? You can find a link to apply at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you hear from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. You'll read encouraging stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan that'll inspire you and your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.